A contest between a girl and a crow. One day, Mother handed Lisa a half dollar. She told her to go to the store and buy a loaf of bread. Brighty, Lisa's pet crow, was fond of bright things. When it saw the half dollar, it flew after Lisa. She decided to tease the crow. She flipped the half dollar into the air. Each time Brighty saw the coin, the crow dashed for it. Lisa flipped the half dollar higher and higher. Brighty darted for it and missed each time. The crow flew from one tree or fence post to another. It always kept its bright eyes on Lisa. She flipped the coin more often and higher. Then she flipped it once too often. This time, when it came down, she couldn't catch it. The coin spun along the side of the road. The crow grabbed for it. Away it flew, proudly clutching the prize. Lisa ran after it as fast as she could. Brighty flew on ahead and settled on the branch of a tree. The crow turned the shiny coin over and over with its claws and pecked at it. When Lisa came near, the crow held the coin with both claws, made a loud noise, and flew on. Lisa saw no hope of getting the coin back. She was afraid the crow would lose it. Suddenly, she thought of trying to interest Brighty in something else. She found a bright stone and flipped it in the air. Brighty did not show much interest. Then Lisa held several bright things in her hand and spoke to the crow with kindness. But it flew away as soon as Lisa got close. Lisa chased Brighty for a long time. Luckily, the crow kept flying toward the village. When they were almost there, it settled on another post. This proved its undoing. Lisa came up with some bright things she had found. Among them was a piece of quartz. The quartz shone in the sun and caught Brighty's interest. The crow could not decide whether to trade the half dollar for this bright thing or to try to have them both. At last, Brighty let go of the half dollar. It dropped down into a hole in the top of the post. Now the crow lost all interest in the shiny piece of quartz. It screamed and dug at the post with both claws. Lisa rushed up. Brighty ruffled its feathers and pecked at the girl. Finally, she got the coin out of the hole. She ran to the village, bought the bread, and hurried home.